Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this very special Christmas edition of Failing Better. I'm Sean McLaughlin.
I'm Johnny Pelham.
We're walking in the air.
We're walking in the moonlit sky.
We're listening to Failing Better. We
have got mild erections, it's so good.
Hi, yeah, got the first cut of the snowman. I think it's great. Do you want to lose the erections?
No. What?
The whole thing was about the erections. Yeah, I think if we lose the erections, then we might actually be able to play it.
Do you think that was the first note on the snowman?
The first and only note. We're walking in the air. We've all got mild erections. The director's there going, they're just semis. They're semis. How do you know they're not just well hung? Anyway, welcome, listeners. It's Christmas.
And you know what that means. Mild erection.
Johnny. Okay, can we just have a quick pod meeting before this episode?
Yeah, I am.
You need to stop mentioning mild erections.
But we're sponsored by Viagra. That's our new Christmas special.
Yeah, okay, yeah. By the way, guys, we just want to say shout out to our sponsors, Viagra. Viagra sponsoring us, but a very special type of Viagra. Do you want to get a little bit hard? Would you like an erection that is sort of manageable and concealable?
Then you've got certainly would.
Other Viagras out there, sort of, all they ever do is talk about, yeah, we're going to get you rock hard, you'll go all night. This one, you won't really be able to go.
Yeah.
But you can feel like, oh, I've got a mild erection. Like, if that's what you want to feel.
If you want to impress your girlfriend whilst you're meeting her family, take a pill. God, he's got a big penis because he's eating turkey. Why would he be aroused? That's the questions that we ask.
Exactly. They'll think you've got a big penis. That's why we wanted, and that's why we begged them not just to sponsor the show, but to develop this product, which they've done specifically for me and Johnny. Because all we want is for our partner's family to think we have big penises. Is that so much to ask?
Well, the company thought it was a reasonable request, and that's why they've agreed to give us it for free. As we promote it on our podcast.
And what's the name of the product?
It's called Medium Dick.
I love throwing out questions to you like that, where I know what you're going to say. Like, you, I didn't know which path it would take, but you weren't going to come up with something clever. You're just going to go, Medium Dick.
Of course not.
Well, No one can do that.
I'm going to start throwing you questions, see how you answer them.
Go on then, throw me a question, Johnny.
Sean, why are you drinking out of a Mock the Week mug? Do they let you have them, or did you steal them from Mock the Week?
I stole it.
From Mock the Week.
Yes. It's quite a flex, isn't it, drinking my Mock the Week mug?
Yeah, well,
I'm hosting.
I've got my Apollo gallon in the back.
Got my stand-up sketch show shot glass. Locked and loaded.
I've got my Russell Howard hair from his body. Your payment is you get one hair from Russell Howard's head every time you appear on this podcast. Have you fallen over, Sean?
I haven't fallen over. I dropped something and I'm picking it up. I'm hosting a Christmas party here on Sunday. Shall I just have my Mock the Week mug? I
mean, 100%.
How much of a dick is that going to make me look?
I think what you should do is you should wait for someone else to get it and then be like, oh, sorry, that's my mug. And like, pour his drink down the sink. And go, sorry.
Oh, sorry, only me and Dara are allowed to use that mug.
Also, have you been on Mock the Week? I had no idea what episode were you on. And then when he turns, oh, no, I'm a plumber, I contribute to society, you say, well, give me my fucking mug back then.
I think satire is the most powerful weapon in society, that's what I'll say.
Yeah,
certainly more powerful than fucking you, Ben. Now get out of here. Hey, I just remembered we have a £10 Patreon that we and part of if you sign up to our Patreon, listeners, there are different tiers, as you know, £3 or £5 or £10 a month. And one of the perks of £10 a month is that we talk about you on the main episode.
Yeah, the tiers go big cry, sob, and weep, depending on how much you give to us. Do you think that was worth interrupting?
No, it wasn't. Because the actual tiers are much funnier.
The actual
tier... Do you not remember the tier titles? They're really funny. Number three is You Have Wind.
Wind. That is good. That is...
And what's number 10? What's £10 a month, Johnny?
I've got no idea.
You are wind-laden.
That was good. Didn't we briefly contemplate calling this show a pun on Bin Laden?
Yeah, this podcast was going to be called Wind-laden, which is a pun on Bin Laden. And then we were going to call it Sean and Johnny Have Wind, as in W-I-N-N-E-D.
I said that to Sophie. I remember she said, you can't call it that. Like, with such sincerity. And I was like, no, wind.
Oh, no, Johnny, you've cut out.
Because it's like, it's a player. Yeah, it's wind.
Sorry, you cut out. Fully. Yeah, no, you're back now. Wind. I'll cut that. I'll be able to edit that.
Right. I cut out. I apologise. I'm in London. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
No, we have to.
London.
We have to thank. We have to thank our Patreon.
Oh, yes.
So, the key thing is, £10 a month. Fiona, thank you.
Fiona, you're the best of us. Not only do you keep Shrek warm on a winter's eve, you also help promote this podcast by giving us £10 a month.
Fiona, I don't know how you have the time between looking after all those little ogres, of course that loudmouth donkey, and I've got my own bloody loudmouth sidekick right here, so I know the feeling. Fiona, we appreciate you. You seem like a nice person. You post a lot in our Patreon group,
always,
which is always good.
Always lovely comments.
Apart from the one time when she called you a fucking idiot, which I really appreciated.
Did she call me an idiot?
She's the one who had a go at you about your deranged political opinions.
She didn't. Sean, me and Fiona had a geopolitical discussion about the legacy of Blair and Clinton, and it was a good fun chat, and then Sean seems to have taken from that I got slammed by a patron, because Sean cannot handle discussion or discourse or any sort of argumentation without having an anxiety attack, because, and this point cannot be overstated, he is a pathetic weak man.
Anyway, if you want to sign up, what a gift that would be.
this is so
what a gift, don't you think? What a gift.
Look, you can either give, you know, like a goat to a family who are going to die, or you can give us £3 a month.
Or £5, or £10, and you can get the same loving treatment that Fiona's just got on the public episode. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I think if I was an 8-year-old waking up, what am I going to get for Christmas? Is it a PS5? Or am I going to get a Nintendo Switch? And someone goes, I've got you something better. You now get exclusive content every month from Failing Better.
Oh my god.
And they're gonna be like, what is that? And they go, shut, they're good. Yeah, they're good podcasts is what they are.
That 8-year-old boy is gonna need some of the erection pills to make their erection less large. He's gonna be like, no, that's inappropriate for a child of your age. We're gonna have to give you the mid dick, whatever it's called, to try and bring it back a bit.
Johnny, what I've told you repeatedly, stop talking about mild erections. And this is where it's led. You couldn't stop talking about it, and now as a fucking poor kid on Christmas morning, all right?
No, it's going to help him. It's going to help him out. You get an erection when he finds his present.
How's it going to help him? How's that going to help him?
Because he'll
get him hooked on Viagra at the age of 8.
Yeah, that's our business strategy. Did you not read the memo? The whole business plan of Medium Dick is to get young children hooked.
Well, anyway, if you...
People said we couldn't be more unethical than Nestle, and we took that as a challenge.
We go, at least you're not Nestle. What? Yeah. We could be way worse than Nestle. Yeah. It's child labour down the Viagra mines.
So do support, keep supporting the pod.
Just sign up to Patreon. You get an extra episode every week.
We have stand-up specials. You get 10 or 15 free eps now, because or you get all the back catalogue.
And their video and their videos. Their video apps, so you watch them. You get to watch us. There's nice people having conversations in there. It's nice, actually. It's getting quite good.
It's a lovely community.
It's a lovely community. And next week, Johnny's going to release his rap video, isn't he?
Yes, I am. I'm in London now. We're meeting tomorrow, aren't we, Sean?
Yeah, so I think we might film something for the Patreon. Should we try and film something for it?
Yeah. We could film a rap video. And there's a series of previous guests, Sophie Willen, my long-term girlfriend, Bobby and Harriet, Bobby Mayer, Harriet Kemsley, married couple, Sean McLaughlin. Is your wife the only person who's never been on the podcast?
She's the only person tomorrow who's never been on the podcast.
We need to get her on the podcast. I think she'd like being on the podcast.
I think she'd have both of us for breakfast, Johnny.
Right, so is that a yes? Maybe your wife and my wife.
Well, the difference is my wife is not like a public figure in that sense. But maybe. What I have recently found out is that she listens to the podcast, which is a very, very worrying development.
How did you say that to you?
She sent me a frantic message at one point. I can't remember how it was, but it was basically I'd said something she didn't like from about 10 episodes ago, and I thought, uh-oh, she's catching up. Uh-oh. So, babe, when you're listening to this, I just want to let you know, Merry fucking Christmas, all right, babe? I love you, babe.
I love that Sean... The world in which Sean calls his wife babe is a world that makes me very happy. And
Babe. I'm not the reason there's a squirrel in the kitchen, babe. Okay? Just FYI, it is there, and I'm not going to sort it out, and it's not on me.
And all whatever, right, whatever the police tell you, this is not me.
Okay.
That squirrel did it himself.
And I don't know how that squirrel got such a mild erection. It's just a bit of a chubby. It's not a full...
Oh, Viagra's tested exclusively on squirrels before you...
On squirrels that are trapped within kitchens.
We try to defend the red squirrel against the invasion of the grey squirrel by giving the grey squirrels mild erection so they can run up trees less well.
Give them a weapon. Let them defend themselves. Anyway, patreon.com/... / failing better. And if you can't do that for Christmas, give us a review or a rating, for God's sake. Go on Apple Music, a podcast app. Give us 5 stars. Help us thrive in the new year. We have so many big guests planned, haven't we, Johnny?
Yes, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, Claire Balding.
Suzanne Boyle.
Suzanne Boyle. Not to be confused with Susan Boyle. Suzanne Boyle. We've got Suzanne Boyle, Lord Gaga.
The McDonald's clown.
The McDonald's clown. Do you genuinely not know what he's called?
He's called Mr. Ronald, Mr. McDonald.
He's called Mr. Ronald, Mr. McDonald. Can't wait to have him on the show.
And also, Batista, the wrestler, who now does some movies in Hollywood.
I'd love to get a proper wrestler on.
Who was your favourite wrestler growing up as a child?
Kane.
Or as a man?
Kane. I loved Kane.
Wasn't Kane shit when he took his mask off?
Yeah, basically Kane had about one really, really amazing year and then they just ruined him. But he was so cool when he was like with The Undertaker and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was so huge and like, what was they called him? The Big Red Machine.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this because I just, you know, have sex with women and sort of chat. So I would never watch wrestling because I was too cool.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
You don't know about Kane, but you know about Batista.
Yep. Because I know him from his Hollywood. I know him from his Hollywood hits.
What's his Hollywood? What's his biggest Hollywood hit then, Johnny?
It's hard. I mean, the thing about Matisse, he's been in so many that to give one, I think, would be to deny the complexity of his career. I also think to give any would be to deny the complexity of his career. Because he transcends the films he's in, so I won't be naming them.
What a mark of respect. I hope people are like that about us one day.
What's he been in? I refuse to tell you.
Should we see if we can try and get Batista on the podcast?
We can give it a go. It feels quite a long shot.
But all right, let's say booking wrestlers for podcast.
We can try and get William Regal. Quite a lot of wrestlers know, comedians know William
Regal. Quite a lot of wrestlers know William Regal. You fucking idiot. Right, the booking committee, wrestling's... Right. Oh, no, wait, this is just a wrestling podcast.
Should we try and get on the podcast first?
Can we try and get on your podcast? Because we would like to know how to book wrestlers.
Should we try and do a mashup with a wrestling podcast?
Wrestler booking... Well, our friend has got a... we've got friends who have a wrestling podcast.
We do. Nerd alert much.
Okay, I don't know how to get this. Oh, you're booking for top wrestling's top talent. Okay, let's do this. SBI, it's called Show Business Incorporated. Now, the website does not look like it. Who are we looking at? Blue Meanie?
What? Who the fuck is Blue Meanie?
There's one called Blue Meanie. He's in Philadelphia.
I don't want Blue Meanie.
Do you want Brian Cage?
No, it's one I've heard of. Triple H.
Have you heard of Curry Man? Should we go with that?
Try and get Curry Man on the pod. Right. Is it racist? What's happening with Curry Man?
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a picture of it. This guy, his bio, just all it says is he is hot and spicy and tastes great. Curry Man wrestler. I'm obsessed with this guy. He's 52. He's got a Wikipedia page. He's called Curry Christopher Man. Daniels. Yeah, we got to get a Curry Man on the pod.
He's got a theme song. Can we play his theme song?
I don't know how to play that. Wait, Curry Man, interview request. I'm just going to try and get Curry Man on. What should we ask him? What his favourite curry is?
Definitely. So, one of our podcasts is from Bradford, a well-known curry hotspot.
Curry Man representation. We've got to get this. We've got to get this guy. Because I keep looking at this. Oh, I can't do it, wrestler.
Say to him, do you prefer a buffet or would you go in for a starter, main course, dessert, more traditional style? That's a big question with curries, isn't it?
How come it won't let us? All right, contact. All right, contact. Full name, failing better. Email address, failingbetterpod@gmail.com.
I think we start with saying we love curry, both the food and you.
Okay, your message. Hi, Mr. Man. No, sorry. Hi. We are a podcast that loves curry.
Who's that? Is Steph Curry a basketballer?
Yeah, that's what he keeps coming up.
Yeah, say the food, yourself, and Steph.
No, because this is just for his this is just for his representation. So I go, we are a podcast that loves curry. And we're wondering if if Curry Man would like to appear on the pod. As I said, we love curry.
Maybe exclamate, like, put love in all capitals. We love curry. That'll get him.
Love curry. In brackets, the food.
Yeah.
The basketball player. And you. And Curry Man.
And Curry Man. We like it with rice, we like it with poppadom, and we like it on our podcast.
Okay, next, what should I put? What should I put next?
What do you mean?
Well, nothing. So that's it. Okay.
No, we need something more. So
he's going, if he would like to appear... we can offer a shipment of medium dick payment.
And also,
it is a Viagra light. Like,
say it's a Viagra for
under tens. If you can give us a 5-star review, it would be useful as well. Also, extra content available on Patreon. Okay, wait, sorry, I'm just finishing writing this. I think we're gonna get him.
I think also, but PS, off menu might feel a better fit for your client, but those people go fuck themselves.
For your client. But those people, those people can go fuck themselves. I don't think we should be saying that. I know those guys.
I know them too. But those people despise the Indian cuisine that we treasure so much.
I mean, we should say those people are more into cane.
No, I think put more into chicken. Oh no, because
into maybe, chicken.
I'm more into Thai food, and then you can. Then in brackets, bad opinion in my opinion.
Bad opinion in my opinion. Have you ever listened to Off Menu? Literally the first thing they do is ask people if they want poppadoms. <Is it>? Yeah. PPS.
Do you like poppadoms?
If he is planning on bringing Chris Eubank Jr. with him, then count us out. He isn't welcome. He doesn't have the charisma for our pod. Okay, let me just read this then. Hi, we are a podcast that loves curry. And we're wondering if Curry Man would like to appear on the pod. As I said, we love curry. Then in brackets, the food, the basketball player, and Curry Man. We like it with rice, we like it with poppadoms, and we like it on our podcast. If he would like to appear, we could offer a shipment of medium dick as payment. It is a Viagra-like supplement for under 10s. If you can give us a 5-star review, it would be useful as well. Also, extra content available on Patreon. Failing better. P.S. Off Menu might feel a better fit for your client, but these people are more into Thai food. P.P.S. If he is playing and bringing Chris Eubank Jr. with him, then count us out. He doesn't have the charisma. Form submitted. Oh, wow. So what do you reckon then? That's going to be good.
I can't wait to get Mr. Curry on.
Don't call him that.
What's he called? He's not called Mr. Curry.
No, he's called Curry Man.
Mr. Curry's when he's at work. Curry Man's when he's got the cape on.
Yeah, Mr. Curry's my father's name. Please. I am Curry Man.
This is meant to be a Christmas special.
Right, let's talk Christmas.
Which one? I think we should talk about my last week because it's been quite funny.
Has it been festive?
If you squint, then still no. But it has been quite funny.
All right, well, let's go for it then, Johnny.
Well, first of all, I came to your show. You were supporting Ricky Gervais at the Hammersmith Apollo.
Yes, but was it the Hammersmith Apollo or was it the Manchester Apollo?
The Manchester Apollo.
Stupid idiot.
Not a stupid idiot, just a man who struggles with geography because he's feeling quite giddy because he sent a rude email to Curry Man.
Curry Man's agent.
It's Curry Man's agent.
Show Business International.
He gets a quarter of the poppadom. He gets a samosa.
He gets 50% of this medium dick shipment.
Um, You were on stage, you were doing quite well, then someone shouted out dildo at you. That was really funny. Sean was on stage, but how many people do you reckon it holds? Like 2,000?
3,000, I think, maybe.
3,000. Sean's about to go into a good routine.
I'm having a good time. I would say I'm having a good gig. I think that's fair to say I'm having a good gig.
Yeah, you were doing well, you were doing well.
Yeah.
And then Sean said, what's the bit, what's the question you asked?
I go, guess what anyone else can buy in this country, and there's no debate as to whether it's right or wrong. And there's a big punchline, which I won't give, but someone immediately, before I barely finish the question, shouts dildo.
And it got such a big laugh.
Yeah.
everyone loved the fact this man had shouted dildo, including myself.
Yeah, I know, I bet. I'm surprised you weren't doing it. Yeah.
I was shouting, medium dick.
Dildo, medium dick for life. That's the thing with it failing, but if you ask us to advertise your product, we will do it in our day-to-day life, not just on the pod. In fact, on the pod, we'll probably hold back the product, but day-to-day, we'll be good for it.
Yeah, very good. And then Sean, you were sort of... then Sean slagged off Sheffield and got a round of applause. That was also very fun. Sean's going to talk about that.
No, I'm shaking my head in terms of just going, it's hard when you work really hard in stand-up to make your jokes work and everyone laughs, and then you say something like, oh, you look like a knobhead, and then people just go ballistic.
That's
what people want, isn't it? That's the shame.
People are stupid. That's one of the podcast new slogans.
People are stupid. Soups is good.
And then me and Sean went out. I said to Sophie I wasn't going to drink for a bit, and then instantly got hammered.
we went out for a few pints afterwards. It was great fun.
It was really fun. It was a really lovely... It was Failing Better Pod at his best. That was the true Patreon episode, I guess.
It was just
me, Fiona, and Sean.
Asking what life was like in the swamp. We did take a picture that is on our Instagram.
Which you can look up on Instagram.
Johnny, we're so close to the end. Please keep your shit together. @FailingBetterPod.
Well, this is the fun story. So I was feeling a bit guilty about having drinks. So then I called up Sophie on the taxi home. I was like, Sophie, I'm a bit sorry. I've got hammered, but I've had such a fun time. Sophie's like, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it. The next day I woke up hanging out of my little ass. And I was like, I said to her, I don't know why I'm so hungover. Me and Sean only had 3 pints because I'd got blackout drunk and completely forgotten I'd called her in the taxi.
Were you blackout drunk then?
Yeah, I get blackout drunk really quick, though.
Because how many pints did we have? I don't feel like we had... I think we only had four or five. Yeah. I was definitely feeling it the next day, but I wasn't...
You got lost going home.
It's because my phone ran out of battery. And it's Manchester's a very confusing city sometimes. There doesn't seem to be any central point to sort of work around.
Well, yeah, we only had 4 or 5, but yeah, I couldn't remember anything. And then I had to work all day. I had to get up, like... You know when you have a day where it's like just... You can't... not work.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then on Friday, I was watching Brazil versus Croatia at 3 p.m. Cracked open a beer. Because I think there's something so magical about Brazil in a World Cup quarterfinal. You know what I mean? Brazil are the team, aren't they?
I know what you mean. Though obviously by the time this episode goes out, the World Cup will already be over.
And England will have won.
England have been knocked out by the time we're recording this, listeners, by the way.
So we ended up just getting hammered, some mates. And then Sophie came to join us. I watched all the football that day, Brazil, Argentina, it was great. Mm. And then we went to like some sort of club for some reason. I was just...
Like a nightclub?
Well, like in between a sort of bar that says open to like 2 a.m. So it's not like a full nightclub, but it's not. They were playing 80s music. And let me tell you, I was dancing... magnificently.
I would love to get a taste of that, Johnny. Would you be able to do that right now and I can share it on our Instagram and our Twitter?
I don't think I can. Like a turtle.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was like a turtle.
What's your dance moves like? I mean, maybe I'm going to say this now. Maybe asking what our dance moves are like isn't great podcasting.
Some have said that in the past, but not me. No. And obviously the first question that Curry Man will probably have for us is, what are your dance moves like?
And anyway, so it's like 1 a.m. I'm just walking with a porn star martini down some stairs, and someone punches me in the head.
I'm now invested. I'm invested in this story, Johnny.
I have legitimately no idea why. And then the bouncer, I get punched in the head, and the bouncer comes up to me and goes, "You need to calm down." And I'm like, I don't know what is happening.
Are you sure you didn't punch someone in the head?
No, I literally did. I did nothing. I just got punched in the head whilst holding a porn star martini, which is really, that's a sucker punch, let's be honest. Because it's such a delicate little drink. You can't fight back.
What are you doing going out to clubs and drinking porn star martinis? What are you? Who do you think you are?
Mate, me and Curry Man will get on.
I'd love to have a night out with Curry Man.
I'd love to have a night out with Curry Man.
Oh, it'd be so good. What do you think the first thing we try to do is? Go for a curry?
I think either we go for a curry or we subvert it and go for like a fish and chips.
He'd probably hate that. He'd probably be like, do you know what, guys? I'm sick of people taking me for curries. Every time I go on a podcast, it's curries. Let's go fish and chips.
Let's go fish. Or like a Sunday roast.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, I think we could, maybe we say, send him another email and say we'll happily take him for Sunday roast.
All right, let me just get on it. Okay, I'm on it. I'm on its thing. All right. This is the final thing for Curry Man. And then we have to read this Christmas email that we've had. I'm going to just go, hi, us again.
Just had a good
Ari Curryman's appearance on the pod. Go on, Johnny.
We'd love to do it over a Sunday roast. Then traditional English food.
In brackets, I'll go traditional English food.
Yeah. And then also maybe say something like, a bit worried you might be a bit freaked out by the Viagra for children.
Is that the thing is that playing in your head, do you think?
A little bit, yeah. And then I put, don't be, it's all legit.
Bit worried you might be freaked out by the Viagra. I'll just say Viagra stuff.
Yeah.
Don't be, it's all legit. What else? Should we explain what the Sunday roast is, or should we just go?
Sunday roast is like a Thanksgiving dinner, but is less to do with colonization.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not saying that to a Caucasian who calls himself Curry Man.
It's a bit like Thanksgiving dinner.
It's a bit like Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, I've got it. It's a bit like Thanksgiving dinner. But the only thing we'll be thankful for is a new friend and a great podcast. And I'll put that in loads of, how many exclamation marks after that? Seven?
Seven. I was thinking seven.
Seven. All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay. Hi, us again. Ari, Curry Man's appearance on the pod. We'd love to do it over a Sunday roast, traditional English food. It's a bit like Thanksgiving dinner, but the only thing we'll be thankful for is a new friend and a great podcast. Bit worried you might be freaked out by the Viagra stuff, don't be, it's all legit. Please give us a 5-star review. Failing better. Anything else you want to add to this?
Let me say something like, if Mr. Curry Man is not available, we will take any other food men or women you may have.
How many do you think they do have? Shall I have a look?
Yeah, do you think they're Burger Woman?
Burger Woman. I'd love that. Right, let's have a look.
It's Triple Cheeseburger Dude.
They've got a guy called Sugar Shane. Sugar's a food.
Yeah. Well done, Sean.
Thanks, Johnny. Johnny Swinger.
That's a food in a way. There's food. There's stuff you can eat in that.
It's definitely, yeah, I guess so. I think it might be that's the only food one.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Curry Man. Oh, wait, there's ladies. There's the ladies section. No, nothing. Nothing. Look, anyway, I'm not worried about this at all. All right, I'm sending that. Right, that's sent. Okay,
it'd be
great.
Funny if they had a ladies section that literally just said, we do not represent women. we have Curry Man or nothing. We've got an email, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. God, you really snapped out of that fast. We've got an email, don't we?
Sorry, I was trying to get us back on track.
No, so it's
this
fine.
This is from a woman called Hannah, who I actually know. So
do you know her?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. This is our, I mean, look, this is our Christmas episode. Johnny, what are you doing for Christmas this year?
Me and Sophie are having our first Christmas alone together with the dog.
That's so lovely. And how do you think that's going to go?
It'll actually be very lovely, I think. I can't imagine too many difficulties shall arise, but maybe they will. We'll find out in a few weeks' time. How about you, Sean?
I'm having it at my mum's.
And do you like your mum?
Yeah, she's all right.
Do you think any problems will arise?
I don't think so, but who's to say? I suppose we'll find out in a few weeks.
Do you, Alexa and your mum get on?
Yeah, they do.
Are they similar? When, like, you know, when you read Freud, do you think, "Hello, these"?
I don't.
You don't read books.
I don't read books. I read Coco Pops boxes. If it's not put on a Coco Pops box, then I'm not interested in it.
That'd be quite an intense Coco Pops
box. All I read is Coco Pops boxes and in-depth data on the Viagra industry.
There's an untapped market here amongst children.
Is this episode... I mean, the idea that this is our Christmas episode...
I think it fits the... So are you looking forward to Christmas then?
I do like Christmas. I'm a Christmas fan. Are you a Christmas fan?
Yeah. It goes for me. It goes Eid, Christmas, Hanukkah. Those are my favourite three. Eid was great because all our neighbours just bring food round and their food's cooking's amazing.
Oh, wow.
But because I went to pretty much all Asian school, on Eid, it'd just be like seven white blokes wandering around the school. Like, genuinely. And they wouldn't want us to not go because it would affect their attendance record. So they'd always be like, you have to come to school.
And so what did you do? Did you get to watch videos? Or did you just still have videos to do lessons?
We did nothing. It was pointless. And then one time, a guy called Yusuf, who always used to skip school, just all the time, he was so naughty, me and him had to go around a chicken farm once, because that's what he wanted to do, and he wanted to take me with him.
Wait, what? He was so naughty that you had to go around a chicken farm? No, there's a few missing links in that sentence, Johnny.
He got kicked out of, like, education... Or, like, had to be, like, the special teachers. And then me and him were friends. And then he said he got to go around a chicken farm one day because, you know, that's what people do to kids who fail school. They go, maybe you'll be a farmer. And so then I got to wander around looking at chickens with him.
Did you kill a chicken?
No, what the fuck? No, we didn't kill a chicken.
You're working on a chicken farm for a day? I don't know.
No, it was more than just a chicken farm. There were, you know,
it was a chicken home.
There were zebras, flamingos. We went to a zoo. No, it was just.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We just went to a little farm in Bradford.
Okay,
but he turned up. For Eid one day, even though he wasn't meant to. Do you think that was worth it?
I don't know what you're talking about, so maybe. it might be worth it if I know what you're talking about. Who turned up for Eid? The farmer?
Yusuf, who
never turned up to school. But he turned up on Eid.
Yeah, because he's an idiot.
Because he's an idiot. But he also was a Muslim.
Yeah, so he didn't.
No, he was also, yeah, but he didn't turn up anyway. So he only turned up on the one day where he was allowed to not turn up.
You're getting to the nub of this story now.
Yes, what I'm not getting to is the nub of why you and him went around a chicken farm, and you froze it again. I mean, this is fucking unbelievable, Johnny Pelham.
Hello.
So shit.
Maybe we just cut all the chicken farm out.
No, I really like it. So wait, yeah, so you went to a chicken farm with him?
Yeah, I went to a chicken farm. But as I've said earlier, although I called it a chicken farm, it was a farm of a wide variety of animals.
And so it was like a petting zoo?
Yeah, but
you just can't keep your story straight.
The thing is, I can't really remember, but I'd be shocked if there was anything more exciting than a goat there.
Okay, so why did you call it a chicken farm then? Was the chickens of specific interest to him?
I think the chickens...
Or the school?
He loved the chickens. This is coming back now. He was really excited by the chickens. And then I, you know, pretended to be excited by the chickens because I.
Why were you allowed to do that?
Because he needed a friend.
Why?
Because he can't just look at chickens by himself. I think he needed someone to reassure him that his life was going to be okay. Because
genuinely, the more you talk, the less I know about what's going on here.
But I think
how was this arranged? Did the school set this up?
Yeah. So I went out of maths to look at chickens.
Were you called out? Was this done in advance, or were you called out?
No, it was done in advance. It was like, would you like to go look around the chickens with Yusuf?
And were your parents consulted about this?
Probably.
I mean, if I had a kid and they were in school, I'd like to think they would consult me. They go, we're going to take your kid out of maths so he can look at chickens with someone we're expelling.
Well, yeah.
I'd be like, what are you talking about?
But my parents would be like, oh, that sounds good. You know, because they're sort of quite hippie-ish in their...
That sounds good. That's what they'd say. Sounds good.
They say Pythagoras is overrated. Look at a chicken, look at the sky, and you will be a full, well-rounded human being, John.
Yeah, I'd rather you knew the square root of a chicken's butthole than the square root of an isosceles triangle.
Well, none of the things you've said make any logical sense, Sean. So once again, you've been hoisted by your own petard.
What do you mean? Isn't that what it is?
Isn't
the square root of one side of an isosceles triangle is equal to the angles of the other two sides?
No. That's nothing.
What have I just said then? I must have said something. I must have said something.
You've said something, but nothing anyone wants to hear. Which, again, should be a first.
It's a right-angle triangle. Not an isosceles. A right-angle triangle.
But it won't be the square root, will it? What are you trying to work out, the angles of the right-angle triangle?
They all add up to 80.
No, 180.
They? 180. They all add up to 180. Yeah, and one of them is...
90, if it's
90,
a
so the other two are 45. Well, but they all add up to 180 anyway.
Sean, what you've done is you've taken me randomly talking about a chicken farm, and you've really got algebra involved.
I've forgotten everything I learnt about triangles.
Yeah, you really sounded like a fit cunt then.
Oh, I did. I like how you still believe that you were just meant to assist Yusuf to the chicken farm, and not that they thought maybe Johnny will have to go to the chicken farm.
That is so true. That is so true. I was a chicken farm boy as well.
You were also a chicken farm boy.
In fact, Yusuf was one of you. Like, look, Yusuf, come here.
Yeah, Yusuf, you got a bit of get up and go. You know, you're missing school. You're making stuff happen. Johnny's not. He's a chicken farmer.
That's a real light bulb moment for me.
Yeah.
I was the chicken farm kid.
I can't believe I've forgotten everything I know about triangles. But more than that, I can't believe that I ever knew anything about triangles. So... you're still focused on that chicken shop.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Will you be having a chicken for Christmas this year? A turkey, a goose, a duck?
Well, I don't eat meat, so...
Does your mum eat meat?
Yeah, she have a little turkey. Why are you laughing at that? Does your mum eat meat?
It's too... You know why I'm laughing.
I genuinely don't. But the more you talk, the more it is clear to me that you were sent to that chicken farm.
Let's put it this way. If me and Curry Man were having a meal with you and I said to Curry Man, I bet Sean's mum eats meat, he'd laugh for an hour.
Yeah, Curry Man would laugh, but he's an idiot.
Take that back. Me and Curry Man went round that chicken farm and this is going to be a glorious reunion for us all. Imagine if Yusuf was Curry Man.
I mean, that I wouldn't be able to handle that. Do you know what Yusuf's up to now?
No, but if I had to guess... It would be...
If I had to guess, it wouldn't be chicken farmer.
No.
He's a inner city Bradford chicken farmer.
Well, maybe. Yeah, we can put hope. So...
Anyway, let's read this frickin' email and get this festive spirit... Sorry. God, I'm so tired. I'm so ill.
I threw up like an hour and a half ago and I'm doing this, so everyone should just be thankful I'm here, actually.
Yeah, no, I'm all bunged up and I've been...
Yeah. Like Harry Redknapp before him, he's all bunged up.
That was very clever, actually. A chicken farmer wouldn't have been able to say that.
Thank you. Well, I'm not a chicken farmer. I'm a failing podcaster. Hello, failing better pod. This is from Hannah Matteson, someone I know and dislike. Not really, Hannah. You're a good egg. Hello, failing better pod. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Do you have any new Christmas traditions? Me and my best friend accidentally bought the same Christmas teapot a couple of years ago, and now we've both officially marked the beginning of the festive period by getting the teapots out. I feel like this is better than some of the old family ones I've honoured for years, so I'm keen to hear if either of you have any new traditions in play. Keep up the average but highly enjoyable work. Hannah. Quite a mean dig at the end there.
Yeah, I don't know why you had to do that, Hannah.
Yeah, fucking hell, Hannah.
Yeah.
Keep up the
We're giving it our all. We're trying to get big guests on this. It's just no one saying yes.
Yeah, we need curry, man. Do you have any new Christmas traditions? Can I just say, Hannah, I mean this in the most polite way, what a shit tradition.
Johnny, you can't be saying that. You can't be saying that, Johnny.
All right, good tradition. Get your Christmas teapots out. Do you have any traditions, Sean?
Well, I guess me and my wife always host this little Christmas soiree.
I've never been invited once.
Yes, you have.
Oh, I've been.
Yeah, you've been, you stupid fucking idiot.
Damn.
Yeah, you came to the first one, didn't you?
I don't know which one. I don't know.
2017, it was our old flat in Tooting. You came to that one.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you actually come to that one?
I don't know. It was in your old flat. If you only did one in your old flat, then that's when I came to.
Well, no, we've had one in 2017, 18 and 19.
Sean, I have no idea which one I came to. It was in 2017.
When did you move to Manchester?
What year is it now?
It's 2022. I think you came to the first, possibly two, that we did in our old flat in Tooting that was on the second floor that was way too small to be having it.
I remember that flat. And Alex was working at a beer brewery then. So there was loads of really delicious beers.
That's right. Yeah.
And I can't remember anything that happened at that party, other than it was quite fun.
Oh, brilliant. Well, yeah, that's sort of my only one, really. Do you know what? It's interesting that I wish I had more. I mean, me and a few comics used to... we used to just go for drinks and stuff, but I don't really have any... I wish I had proper ones. Maybe we should set one up, Johnny.
We absolutely should. Every
December 1st...
Every year, we email Curryman, getting more and more deranged... Come in, man. It's been a decade now. When the fuck are you going to respond to us? Come in, man.
It's the most wonderful time. Oh, was it the first already? Time to send a very, very threatening email to Curryman's management.
Yeah, I am failing Betterpod's lawyer.
We are still failing Betterpod. Even when we're the biggest podcast in the world, he wants to do it. We can't. It's like it would break the spell.
Yeah. I think we should get a tradition. Every Christmas, we go to number one in the UK charts.
I like that. I like that. So our tradition from this year?
From this year.
So we've got, as of recording, 12 days to reach number one in the UK charts. For what? For podcasting?
I'm thinking for singing.
For singing!
Yeah, yeah. We're the number one singers in the UK this year.
Well, and what? Are we going to do a cover? Or are we going to write our own Christmas song?
I think we have to write our own Christmas song. And I think you should start right now.
Okay. I suppose the main question is, how much are we going to have to incorporate our sort of Viagra side business hustle into this song?
Well, let's just put it this way. The title of the song is Medium Dick.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Erections throbbing at your crotch.
What a time to be alive. What a time to shrink that blotch.
You've worked so hard all year and have some Christmas cheer. So
time to stick it in the reindeer.
Okay. But it's only a semi, so we'll have to thumb it in.
Thumb it in the reindeer.
There we go, Johnny. Thumb it in the reindeer. The number one single. I am starting to think this episode is unreleasable. We shouldn't have done it so ill. We shouldn't have done it so ill, Johnny.
This has been depraved and demented.
Could this be the Patreon episode instead?
I think we have to put this out.
I just don't think this is going to make our numbers go up.
I think it will. I think this is the best. This is feeling better at its best.
No, fair enough. Hannah, thank you so much for the question. We've got a new tradition, and it's because of you. Our new tradition is going to number one in the charts. With what? I mean, do we just what? I just take out the audio of that, what we just sang.
Yeah.
And we don't even add any backing music or...
I think
we don't have any studio medley. We just release that as a sound clip onto iTunes, onto Spotify, and see how many streams we get.
I think we get Stevie Wonder to do the piano.
Okay. Well, looks like we're sending one more email on this episode. If him and Curryman have got the same management, that would be very useful. Or shall I ask for... shall I write to Curryman's agent? All right, I'm going to write to Curryman's agent.
The problem is, we've not incorporated Curryman into the Christmas song. So
hello! It's us again. This is a action... This is.
I'd say it's us again, because it's twice. It'd be funny.
Oh, yeah, he'd probably find that sweet, wouldn't he?
I think he'd find it endearing and charming.
He'd be like, oh, they're like Douglas Adams. Yeah. This is a question for you. And not about Curryman. Do you represent Stevie Wonder? If not, do you know who does represent?
Or maybe say, oh, if he doesn't have any representation, maybe you could approach him.
If he doesn't have any representation, maybe you can approach him.
I'd lead with Curryman, as he's such a great star and you've done so much of his career.
I'd say you've done a great job. Yeah, you've done a great job. Great job with Curryman.
And the mind boggles at what you could do with Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. I hope this email hasn't seemed too superstitious. That's nice, isn't it?
That's really good.
Mention to Stevie that we would like his input on our new single, Thumb It In. Is it a reindeer or the reindeer?
The reindeer, I think. It's a specific reindeer we're thumbing it in. It's not just any reindeer.
Is it for a charity or not?
No, fuck off.
Please, no. This is not a charity single. Fuck off. Failing better. Great. Let me just read this out.
P.S. The fuck off is not directed at you. It's directed to the concept of charity.
P.S. The fuck off. It's directed to the concept of charity. Okay. Hello, it's us again. This is a question. This guy's got one of the weirdest mornings of his life. Here's a question for you, and not about Curryman. Do you represent Stephen Wonder? I've written Stephen Wonder. Shall I correct it, or do you think you'll know what I'm talking about?
I think because hopefully he might represent Stephen Wonder.
Yeah, maybe he knows about Stephen. But I've written Stevie and I've written Stephen once, but the rest of them are Stevie.
I think turn them all to Stephen.
So, all right, I'll turn them all to Stephen. Right. This is a question for you and not about Curryman. Do you represent Stephen Wonder? If not, do you know who does represent Stephen Wonder? If he doesn't have any representation, maybe you can approach him. You've done a great job with Curryman. Mind boggles at what you could do with Stephen Wonder. I hope this email hasn't seemed too superstitious. Mentions to Stephen that we would like his input on our new single, Thumb It In The Reindeer. Please note, this is not a charity single. Fuck off. Failing better. BS, the fuck off isn't to you. It's directed to the concept of charity. Done.
Get that sent.
Done. Sent.
A Christmas spectacular, isn't it?
It has been a wonderful Christmas treat. I mean, I feel uplifted. I'm feeling more generous than I've ever felt. God bless us, everyone. That's all I can say. As the snow falls around... listeners, enjoy yourself a little glass of sherry or a Baileys on ice and look out the window and think, Thumb It In The Reindeer for number one.
Top of the Pops this year.
In a right angle triangle, Pythagoras' theorem states that a squared plus b squared equals c squared. To solve for c, take the square root of both sides to get c. So there you flip and go, Johnny. I was sort of right.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I anyway. Was. The square root is both the other angles because it's always 90 degrees and the other two are 45, and that's how you get them.
Sean, I'm going to. I've got a chicken farm. I thought you should go around.
What was the name of the chicken farm?
I don't know. How would I ever remember that? Bradford Chicken Farm.
Bradford Chicken Farm. Should try and go there for a Patreon app. Anyway, listeners, genuinely, Merry Christmas.
And a happy, jolly, funny New Year.
I think we'll see them before the New Year, Johnny.
Well, then have a good time before.
They'll have a good time before. Retract, happy New Year. No, I think, well, basically, because of the festive period and the busyness, we're not going to do Friday episodes for a couple of weeks, but we're still going to do a Tuesday episode every week.
And it's been a joy to talk to you, Sean, as ever.
This has been a weird podcast.
It's been the most deranged. If you like this, then let us know. If you hate it, then don't leave us.
If you hate it, to be honest, I might be right there with you. But genuinely, we really appreciate people listening to us, especially over the Christmas period. Do give us a bloody rating and a review. It does help. It really helps. If everyone who listens to the show gave us a rating, we'd be so popular.
And we'd have four more ratings.
Ignore him.
I'm being self-deprecating. I'm lacerating myself.
We have had a couple of new reviews this week, actually. So that's have good. We? On Apple, yeah. One of them just says, "Back yourself, guys."
And to that guy, we say no.
We outright refuse. We need Curry Man to come in and teach us how to be confident. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, Johnny.
You too, Mr. Sean.
And
I'll see you tomorrow, probably.
See you tomorrow. And we'll see all of you after Santa has been down our chimneys. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.